This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. So when you think about it, we're all faced with questions every day. I mean, even like when I wake up, I'm like, okay, what am I going to make for dinner? Or what am I going to wear? That's the first thing. But you come home from work, how was your day, dear? All of those questions that are really easy to answer. But when it comes to retirement and all the considerations there, those questions get a little more complicated. So Camille, I'll start with you. What questions would we want to ask if we're getting close to retirement?
Yeah. Well, and I love the way you phrased the beginning of that, Luann, because it's something I've really started noticing a little bit more is, you know, we spend so much time planning for trips or making these to-do lists and we check those things off. But when it comes to retirement, it's kind of like we forgot how to do that, or that maybe we should be putting the same amount of effort, if not more, into retirement planning. So I think that's why a lot of times we get these questions all the time of, most of them are, when can I retire? Can I retire when I want to? One of my favorite things that I love to do, and if you've been a listener of the Monolith Money Show for a while, you've heard me say, I love to show you a plan where now you're just one bad day away from retiring. It's really amazing. And I've spoken to a lot of people recently, you know, the power that that can give you, knowing if you go into your job, you know, one day, a week, a month, and you're just like, I'm not enjoying this anymore. Think of what that could mean for you, knowing I could just retire. I don't have to keep doing that. And that's one thing Jeff and I love to do through our Monolith Money Map is show that you could potentially be one bad day away from retiring. So we love to help answer that question. That also goes in line with some of the other questions we get a lot. You know, have I saved enough? We don't believe there's any magical number that, hey, if you've saved $1 million, now you can retire. Everything is personalized. It all depends on your spending habits, how much of your income is taxed, things like that. And then a lot of people say, am I going to outlive my money? And that's a big question Jeff and I really help solve a lot of times by creating self-directed pensions and creating money you cannot outlive. And it's really amazing to see how people's retirement plans can change by adding that into their overall plan and that comfort it gives them. And then one of the other questions we get a lot is, will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? So whether that's a spouse or children, knowing and planning for what happens upon that time, is my spouse going to be okay? That's something we can show and we have done many times in the past, and we help prepare so that, you know, when life does throw you curveballs, you can comfortably know, okay, I know Monolith Financial Group took care of that question for me. I do know the answer. Yeah, that's one less thing you have to worry about. So if you have any of those questions or any other questions, we are so happy to help answer those for you and give you a little bit more of confidence and comfort moving forward.
And the phone number, if you have any questions, 916-367-6430. You can just pick up that phone and call. It's complimentary. You might just have the 15-minute phone conversation and talk to them. They would love to guide you about any of your questions that you have. Okay, so when Camille mentioned, have I saved enough? I bet that's a question that you guys hear so often when people come in, right? And so walk us through again, because you've done it before, how you help them find that answer, Jeff.
Literally, the last couple we just met were exactly that. Have we saved enough? Uh-huh. They were listeners on the radio. They were like, I love the idea of getting a second opinion. Mm. The challenge was they weren't really even getting a first opinion. So they just had somebody that was doing one little part of their investing, and that's it. They didn't take in consideration. We started talking to them about pension. Are you going to be okay if one of them gets $8,000 a month in a pension and the other one's going to get $6,000 a month in a pension? And we went, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we asked, is each one of you going to get the same amount if one of you passes away? And they both had elected that 100% goes to the spouse. So they're covered there. I said, did you think about your Social Security you're going to get? And they went, oh, yeah, we're going to get more with Social Security. We figured there's another $5,000 a month coming in with Social Security.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to do the math here, but I think that's what, about $19,000 a month coming in without any other savings and all. And I said, you know, the only thing that's going to really, really hurt you is taxes. Because taxes could, we don't know where tax rates will go in the future. So we then broke things down for them. They were looking at selling a house in the next year or two and buying another one. And I said, do you want a mortgage on it? And they said, well, I think we might have to. I said, so you've got $19,000 coming in. Let's say we take 30% of that away. So now you've got about $13,000 coming in, 30% for taxes. So now you have that. Well, let's say your mortgage is $3,000. Can you live on what's left, about $10,000? And they looked at each other and said, wow, thank you. Nobody's even talked to about that. They've always talked about how they could make our money grow. And I said, it's really about having a complete plan. I said, what happens if one of you gets sick? What coverage do you have for those things? And again, we worked it through that they're pretty much self-insured with what they spend and what they have coming in. And the nice thing about this is, have I saved enough? And the question is, have I saved enough for a lifetime of retirement?
Yeah.
And that's where we look at doing the same thing with the people that walk in and say, nope, we don't have a pension. Well, one of the first things we want to do is give you a self-directed pension. Put together your own pension that you have money coming in for the rest of your lives for both of you. You don't understand how excited people really get about thinking, oh, I don't have a pension and now I can have one.
Now I have one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so exciting. So we're here to help you, and we're here to give you, in 15 minutes, we could probably give you a better return if you've got one of those annuities out there. In 15 minutes, we can help you understand, can you get maybe 20, 30, 40% more either income off of your monies or return from your money? Give us a call now, 916-367-6430. We are here to give you some great information in as little as 15 minutes. Call us now, 916-367-6430.
916-367-6430. Remember, you could just do a 15-minute phone conversation if you'd like. Jeff and Camille are showing people ways to increase their retirement income by 30, 40% right now. And then remember their website, okay? Just head there. It's just monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. And we are so excited you joined us today. You're listening to the Monolith Money Show with father-daughter legacy team Jeff and Camille. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Camille, what would be some ways that you help your retirees figure out that retirement date?
So I truly get a smile and excited whenever I'm coming up with our Monolith Money Maps. Many people that have sat across the table with us at in our conference room, I'm just like, okay, I can't wait for this next part where I can really put all your numbers into a plan and start showing you what everything means, right? That's what all of us are asking is, cool, I've got all this bucket of money. What does this mean for me in my retirement? And usually what I start out with is I ask them, you know, when would you like to retire? If money wasn't, you know, even a concern, when would you like to retire? Some people it's yesterday. Some people they really enjoy their job. And so we usually start with a date that they give me. And I add all those items in, including where they're getting their income, how much is taxable. I look at, you know, what rate of return they need to make to continue living their lifestyle that they want to in retirement. You know, I look at when they're going to be getting Social Security, if they got a pension or self-directed pension we're going to be turning on. And then what's really fun is a lot of times if I see, hey, you have too much spendable later on in life, what would happen if we retired you earlier? So sometimes I play around with the date, and that's really where it's fun to show people, you know, hey, you were maybe planning on retiring 2 years in the future, but you could retire as soon as tomorrow if you really wanted to. And it's really cool and exciting to show people that that is actually a possibility for them, because the amount of freedom that people really get from knowing, hey, I'm, like I said, you know, one bad day away from retiring, or if a health concern comes up, or you know what, you just say, I want to just start living my life. I've had a lot of, unfortunately, people come in and they've talked to me about how their friends or friends of friends have passed away earlier at a very young age. And that has really resonated with our client family of going, Jeff, Camille, you know, you always talk about just enjoying those early retirement days, those go-go years. And they go, I really want to make sure we've got good go-go years in us. Mm-hmm. And that all comes with our Monolith Money Map and really understanding, where are you spending money? You know, what does inflation do? What does taxes do to your overall retirement? So if you haven't sat down with an advisor, you don't have an actual written plan, I'm going to really encourage you to just pick up that phone, give us a call. We'll spend 15 minutes on the phone just going over, you know, what you're currently doing and maybe talking to you about slight adjustments that you might have to make to just help better improve your retirement plan, so you can feel comfortable and confident knowing you have a plan that fits you and your goals and needs. Give us a call, 916-367-6430.
Saving money for retirement is one thing, right? We work all our lives and save. But then it's a whole different ball game. Once we get into retirement, we have to make sure our money lasts, because the problem is we don't know how long we're going to live. So, Jeff, once we are confident that, okay, I've saved enough money, I'm going to retire, the next question is, how can I make sure we don't outlive our savings or my savings?
Well, and one of the hard things that we talk about, Lou Anne, with most clients coming is you're no longer saving, right?
Right.
So now we take your savings and put it into a spending plan. And one of the greatest things is if you know that you have that pension-like funds coming to you, that every month you look in your checking account or bank account and it's filled up again. That's the most exciting part about retirement, is knowing that you have that money to live off of as long as you live. So we look at doing that self-directed pension. We also look at, okay, if we've got that all done, and then we go through your retirement plan and you're ending up at 95 years old with $2 million, and this is what Camille was just touching on, is we say, well, you need to spend more early on, right? Because you don't want to leave $2 million in your retirement accounts or left over. If you do, we'll set up a life policy that will go tax efficiently to your kids. But if not, we need to front load. We call it front load your retirement. How would you love to go to an advisor and say, you know what? We need you spending more early on.
Oh, yeah.
While you can enjoy it. That is part of your plan, is we need you to spend more money early on because we got you covered for the rest of your life.
Love that.
It makes me tingle now when I talk about it.
It's so exciting
to know those things and to have the confidence that you can do those different things. It's funny because one of the things we'll do in that situation is, oh, well, we're planning a trip to Europe next year, right? And we're like, well, are you flying in the back of the plane or the front of the plane? And they're like, oh God, no, we would never do that in the front. Guess what? You can afford it. It's going to cost you $5,000 extra. It's in your plan. Aww. We've got you covered.
Just, and they're like, do it.
Oh my gosh. And I got to tell you, when they come back from those trips, they're so excited to go on another one because it was so comfortable traveling.
Yeah. I mean, first class. Yes. That's wonderful. Oh, I love
that. So basically, come see Monolith Financial Group and see if we can front load your retirement.
So, all right, though, let's talk about what we really have to think about, the risks that are going to happen if we do live a long time in retirement. So, Camille, tell us what risks we could be exposed to.
Well, you know, one of the biggest risks, Justin, I'm going to say just preparing for retirement, is not only understanding how taxes work in your overall spending plan, and I'm going to call it a spending plan because you should be spending at this point. You know, you've worked your whole life growing your portfolio to now enjoy it and spend it. Mm-hmm. But really what I've seen a lot is understanding the overall risk in sight of your portfolio too. We'll sit down with families and we explain to them, and we're showing them on our big, large screen TV, their Monolith money map and what everything looks like. And I show them, you know, this is the rate of return you have to make in order to continue living that lifestyle. For some people, I've sat with them and they only need to make not even a 1% return, or maybe a 2%. You know, how realistic is that in order to achieve? And that can be very eye-opening for a lot of people. Sometimes they all of a sudden look at everything, and because their income that they're going to be drawing is so taxable and they've been enjoying and spending, I've had conversations where we have to maybe look at their overall spending plan and tweak it a little bit because they were going to need maybe a 10 or 12% return on their money. So we're always here to give you the full picture and make sure that we go over the real numbers with you. We want to present you with a very clear overview of what your retirement can look like, whether that's maybe wonderful and you don't need a big return, or hey, maybe you're spending a little bit too much. And I've had those conversations with people, and you know, it's all about having somebody to give you that second look at your overall retirement. And I had sat with a couple about 2 weeks ago, and they have been in the accumulation or that growth phase of retirement. They're planning on retiring in about 3 years, and they were kind of middle of the road to more of an aggressive type of retirement portfolio. And I really showed them what they had to make, which was only a little bit, like maybe 2%. And they were really risking their money. And I said, when you get into retirement, you're going to be starting to spend that money now. So if you're having to pull 5% off of it, but now your account goes down 30 or 20% because you lost money in the market, you're not pulling off 5% anymore. You're pulling off maybe 8 or 9% or something like that. And that really started to resonate with them, because they go, you're right, we've been in that accumulation phase. We didn't really think about how we maybe need to adjust our portfolio while we're spending our money in retirement. So we love to sit and really look at the entire picture, and we'll maybe ask you some questions or phrase things in a different way that kind of makes you go, huh, I didn't think about that.
Exactly. Things that make you go, huh? You know, we don't know what we don't know what we don't know. And that's what Jeff
until
and
Camille, we know it.
Until we know it. And we learn it. We learn it from Jeff and Camille. So that's what this show is all about. You know, we want to make sure that you understand all the ins and outs of retirement and the risks that could happen and just ways that you could handle your money situation in retirement. So Jeff and Camille are offering a chance for you to give them a call. We tell you this every week, so you probably even know this phone number by heart, 916-367-6430. It can be a 15-minute phone conversation. It's complimentary. Remember, we always like to say there's a possibility you could increase your retirement income 30 to 40% with things that are going on right now that Jeff and Camille can explain to you. 916-367-6430 is the number to call. And also just head to their website, check them out there, monolithfinancial.com, monolithfinancial.com. And this is the Monolith Money Show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with Jeff and Camille. You know, another difficult topic for a lot of people to discuss is the potential need for long-term care. And that is a huge risk in retirement for living a long time. So I want to talk about that. Who should be in on that discussion? All of that, Camille.
So we always want to discuss long-term care, whether you have a plan or not. I have sat with families that they thought maybe they had a plan, which involved their family members coming in to take care of them, but they lived maybe on the other side of the country. So maybe that wasn't the best plan. But there's also ways if, let's say you're going, hey, long-term care by itself is too expensive. Or I had a gentleman who came in and he had cancer twice, so he's not really insurable through life insurance. There's other avenues we can show you to get long-term care that you don't actually have to go through underwriting to get. So if that's a concern for you, there are lots of different options we can explore to see if it's a good fit and add that to your overall retirement package too. So if you've got any questions on that, we can definitely explore that a little bit further too. And it is kind of on a need by need basis and depending on your personal situation. So,
okay, very good. And like you said, another big question people have is, will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? So Jeff, what are some ways, you know, that you help your clients prepare for that scenario?
Well, actually understanding the numbers of what they're going to get if either one of them passes on. And a lot of times they don't realize that they'll get the higher of the two Social Securities, but they're still going to lose one of them. If they took Social Security early, it may affect if they get the higher of the two, but they may get a little bit less because they did take Social Security early. So we want to help them understand that, help them understand that they're going to be spending for one instead of spending for two. Mm-hmm. So hopefully costs may go down. We've got a lot of clients that, you know, live in these beautiful big houses that if one of them passed on, they said, you know, there's no way we're going to stay in this big house. You know, we're going to sell it and get something smaller. A few of them said, we're going to sell it and we're going to go live closer to our kids. You know, so there's all these things that we put into a plan. I can't understand somebody going into retirement that doesn't have a plan that takes in consideration all of these different things that are going to happen and then those ones that might happen. But we know we're all going to pass away someday. And so we know we're all going to live way too long because parts are getting better, right? So we're living longer and longer. We want to make sure all of that is taken care of. There's just so many opportunities out there that you should be looking at. If you're not, give us a call, 916-367-6430. It's time to revisit your retirement. Call us now, 916-367-6430.
This has been the Best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.